Yeah, baby. Hang on. And it's over. All right. Back with the 60-minute stage dive here on CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby. Also, CKXU in Lethbridge. What's up, people? You're live.
You said, what's up, people, in those specific, very specific areas. I'm like, shit, I better not talk.
No, it's okay.
Not in those two very specific areas.
Well, you can finally rep your area code now because...
Yeah, I thought you said zip code. And I was like, I really shouldn't give that out live on air. I thought you were just like, because you have postal code and you just didn't understand. But no, 312, baby.
312.
What y'all know about Chicago?
There you go.
Yep, there we go.
Go Cubs or White Sox?
Go Cubs. I'll stand by that.
No, that's your only, is there another? No, that's the only sport that has two teams in your city.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Awesome.
All right.
I know, it's fantastic.
I wanted to do a... we got to tell them what just played. It's like ahead of ourselves here.
Yeah, go right ahead.
Reverse chronological order. Here we go. Lament by the band Harvest off of the album Living with a God Complex. They are an older band, and I don't mean that to like date someone when I say the year 1997.
Yeah.
That's older.
Yeah.
I think that's officially...
Mm-hmm.
That was 30 years ago. Yikes. Some people aren't ready to hear
that's
that.
That's kind of horrifying.
Some people aren't ready to hear that. Okay. The band before that, two bands, Glass Doll and Plagued by God with the song Embrace Apathy. It's in all caps. Mm-hmm. It's off of the album Demo 25. Yeah.
Which is also in all caps,
if you couldn't Beautiful. Pick up on that. Band before that, Eyes of Sorrow with the song Through the Witching Stone. I don't want to read the album. It's too long. I really like that song, though.
Yeah.
And I think that was the one that you were like, dang, this stuff is cool. Oath by the band Oath off of the album Fish Food.
Mm-hmm.
I liked that one because they went, Twin Cities! Yo!
Open
what is
up? Up, dude.
Open it up. Okay, the song before that was the most disgusting thing I'm going to play tonight. It was called Blood by When the Dust Settles. It's off of the album I Think We Will Be All Right. Now, you know... Have you picked up on this in emo music and like screamo and stuff?
Mm.
If the band is strictly lowercase, they are
corny, brother.
Not where I was going with that. Usually they're like kind of gnarly.
I mean, yeah, it was sweet. It was sweet. I didn't realize. I thought we were on the same wavelength.
That's
there,
tough. That's tough.
I mean, it is.
Can you name
show.
Another band that's all lowercase that sucks?
There was like, probably shouldn't.
It's like chill.
No, I probably shouldn't because that's me and that's.
Oh, are they too like? They're too small. Like
they're
that?
Too small. It's not fair. It's not
okay,
fair. It's
like,
not a fair fight.
What like? What's that one band that has the crazy long name? Like the emo band.
When I think about something.
No. The one I'm thinking about is like I wrote haikus about you in my math notebook.
In your absence. That one.
There you go. I don't know.
I actually do like that one.
I think I like that band. Now that I think about it. But that was the first thing that came to my mind.
No, I like those guys. I like those guys. I was just poking fun.
We're just talking here, man. Holding on to the mic stand. Okay.
Yeah.
The first song that played was I Have No Love for Men Like You with the song But I Tell Myself That the Spring Will Be Warm. Cool. Dean, honest thoughts on Dining Commons at SFU as of 2026.
As of 2026? Depends. Retrospectively or like today?
You can start. We can start today and then branch out.
Okay. I'd say today was of one of the higher quality days.
Wow. We didn't even really eat anything.
Yes, but understand when I say this, it is rare for the dinner to be just as good as the lunch, if not better.
That's fair. That's a good point.
It's incredibly, incredibly rare.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What is the worst thing you've seen come out of the Dining Commons?
They unwrapped Fig Newton bars one time.
They
drizzled chocolate over it and then just like... gave a toss with the sprinkles. They weren't even like coated because the chocolate dried too quickly, and so they were just kind of swimming in it.
Sweet.
It was awesome. And I guess that was now like 2 years ago. That was in my first year. Yeah.
Wow. So it's only gotten better.
It's only gotten better, which is why I was saying, do you want to talk about it retrospectively? Because I think it has only gotten better.
Okay.
It's worth the value now.
Yeah.
And it's not all just good food that they keep for when ambassadors are in town. Because
yes.
They have this thing where it's like a bunch of people come in and then they like ask to clear out a certain section of the place and section
really?
Out the tables. Yeah. So students
they
are
like host diplomats in the dining commons.
Yeah. Yeah. It's hilarious. And then the food quality all of a sudden is like amazing. And it's like, oop, I guess there's diplomats today. It's like, whoa, we're getting
the
tiny plates. We're getting the tiny plates with like proper staging. I was like, what is this? That and they do like actual like official events where it's like, oh, it's like an end of the year banquet or whatever.
Oh.
And then it's like a ridiculous amount of these like little tapas. And it's like all sorts of things. And it's like genuinely like the food, like I would like pay money to eat there.
Wow.
I would like actually, I mean, technically I do. But what I'm saying is like I would go out of my way
I see.
To eat there.
You would seek out this fine tapas.
I would seek it out.
So, okay, funny thing. Mm-hmm. And then we'll get to some music.
Mm-hmm.
What can you describe tapas to me? Because I've seen it and I've heard it described. And those are two different things in my mind. What is it?
They're tiny plates.
Yeah, but like, what are we serving? Like it's just like
they're just tiny plates. That's all it is, genuinely.
It doesn't make any freaking sense.
You're
Jesus. It's because I didn't get my grade 10. That's
it's because you didn't get your grade 10.
God.
But it, genuinely, like the food, no correlation. You know that funny graph?
Yeah.
No correlation. No correlation.
No.
I've had like chicken and waffles tapas. I've had like, I don't know, like it was like a fondue tapas. I've had like genuinely everything under the sun. They brought out a cheesecake one time. I was like, you know what? Bring whatever you want to me.
Just serve it to me on a tiny plate.
Serve it to me on a tiny plate and we will call it a day and I will call it tapas. And that's all that matters.
That's ridiculous.
It's all that matters.
Dude. That's like the 55 plus menu at IHOP, just serving you everything on a smaller plate.
Listen,
IHOP
listen,
tapas.
Listen, I just know what they tell me. I just know what they
We're
tell me.
We're not knowers here on the radio,
We're
guys.
Not knowers.
Okay.
But you know what I do know about?
Oh.
The song that's going to play
oh,
next.
Oh, boom. Radio bombshell. All right, what is it?
It is Aperture by Frail Body. And
sweet.
They're from my little hometown of Chicago, Illinois.
So small. Yeah.
I think they're more specifically Elgin, if I'm not mistaken. I could be totally wrong, but
you
Elgin.
Sure it's not Elgin?
Oh.
Because there's Elgin,
oh,
Manitoba.
Okay. And on that note.
And on that note.
We're going to stop talking. We'll be right back.
fuck. Now I will proceed. Look into the fire just to give it wide eyed. And now I see the end. Make way for the living.
Yeah!
back on the mic, CJSF, 60 Minute Stage Dive, 90.1 FM, 88.3 FM, whatever. So we just listened to a bunch of songs. Still here with Dean.
Hello, hello.
There you go. Anything on the top of your mind you got to spit out on the microphone right now, or should I just jump right into this?
I'm really stoked to hear what songs we've just listened to.
Heck yeah, man. Sweet. Okay, so reverse chronological order. Husky House by the band Fulfillment. They're really cool. They're from Calgary, and they played
at Unreal City.
Look at us.
Beautiful.
And they sounded great. I really enjoy those guys. And my band played a show with them back in the day, so God bless. A song before that, College Radio Breakthrough by Yarbo. Those guys are from Saskatoon, and I love those guys so, so, so dearly. Everyone go follow Yarbo on Instagram, because I think they're like almost at 1,000 followers. They might be past that. They're a pretty big deal these days. Band before that, Look Alive with the song Mimic. Another Calgary hardcore. I have nothing to add.
I was swinging.
Frontman is named Jeremy.
Oh.
Cool.
Amazing.
Yeah, he's like an artist and stuff, and like successful though. Band before that, World of Pleasure with the song Uzi's Akimbo. They're really good, and that's off of the split they did with X Weapon X. Have you heard of X Weapon X?
Not yet.
That's okay. Don't worry about it. I'm not trying to vibe you out. I got that mixed up. Never mind. I almost said a fib on the radio. I don't fib on the radio. Last song you, or the first song you guys heard in that bunch. Aperture by Frail Body. There you go. Okay. Any last things you want to get off your chest, Dean? We're deep.
Yeah.
Deep in the radio. This is like coast to coast.
This is a tight five now.
A tight five.
Yeah.
All right. Bring it home.
This set.
Let's get into the next song.
One
more
song.
All right, Wake Up by Rage Against the Machine, live in Philadelphia, 93. This just came out, and I really liked the performance of it. So, there you go. It's my show. Thank you all so much for listening. We'll do it again next week, and it'll be gnarly. Bye.
Don't let it